Dee, and welcome to another utterly fantastic episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and this week we're coming out of stealth mode, unveiling, revealing, but before we get into today's newly not-so-super secret story, I've got an Element 14 MEMS Sensors Evaluation Kit with Freescale Freedom Platform, courtesy of Newark Element 14, to give away to one lucky listener this week. All you have to do to enter to win this super cool kit is head on over to element14.com/fishfry or click the link on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com that says enter to win an Element 14 MEMS Sensors Evaluation Kit, courtesy of Newark Element 14. And just in case you want more incentive to enter to win, I'm giving everyone the cool details of this kit later on in this broadcast. So, what's the super secret story I mentioned earlier? Well, a company named Crossbar has recently come out of stealth mode and revealed a brand spanking new kind of non-volatile memory called RAM. Kinda sounds like pirate memory, doesn't it? RAM. Anyway, let's get the skinny from none other than Crossbar CEO George Manassian. I'm going to ask George about how this RAM is going to fit into the non-volatile memory ecosystem, how it works, and what kind of applications it's going to kick some serious pirates. Well, you get it. Check it out. Welcome, George. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right, George, let's talk about flash memory replacement technology. It's no secret that the industry has been actively looking for something to replace flash memory. Tell us about Crossbar, and in particular, what's your new RAM technology all about?
Well, my pleasure. Glad to explain that. You know, the non-volatile memory technologies are getting to the limits of scaling because of the smaller manufacturing processes. They won't scale down or have difficulty scaling down. Our pioneering new technology has the capacity, the performance, the low power, the non-resistive technology that we are offering. With our technology, you can store up to 1 terabyte of data in a single chip, 200 millimeter or smaller chip. Of course, with that amount of storage, you can put hours of high-definition movies, for example, 250 hours of movies, 250,000 songs, all stored in a small device, smaller than a postage stamp size in terms of a relative component size comparisons. Our technology not only allows you to store all this information, it's 20 times faster in performance in terms of write performance, it's 20 times lower in terms of its power consumption, and the endurance, the life of the device is 10 times better than all best-in-class NAND flashes you get today. It's simple 3 layers of structures, no complex materials are introduced. You can stack up to 3 levels, and that simplicity, of course, allowed us to introduce and produce this device and get it ready for manufacturing. We can integrate this device with CMOS. Those are the controller logics that people want memory to be with. Our simplicity, stackability on top of the CMOS then allows a whole new class of CMOS devices to become available, and that, of course, allows a whole new sets of applications to also appear.
Sure, let's talk about those applications in particular. This seems like it would be perfect for a whole new class of enterprise and consumer electronics. George, can you give me some examples of where your RAM technology could be used in?
Sure. In consumer space, you have the electronic devices, the mobile phones, the tablets. They need the storage for a huge amount of data, personal entertainment information, photographs, and all of that is enabled when we provide a low-power, high-capacity device. in the enterprise arena, you have the SSDs and cloud computing that want faster and faster and more content, more reliable content. We give the capacity for SSDs and the reliability. We really simplify the design of SSDs because we don't need the complex controller circuitry to maintain reliable data with high capacity. For Internet of Things, for industrial Internet, these are devices that have to endure the temperatures because they need to survive the summer heat and the freezing temperatures outside. These are the thermostat controllers and appliances. We have the temperature range to support those devices very comfortably. When you put this, again, combined with controllers and SoC applications, very low power consumptions, has this temperature variations that we can survive, and very high capacity. Look at the wearable computing, for example. That's another case of new applications that are appearing. There you need huge amount of data with lowest amount of power that you don't have to charge. You need the data when you want it, so you don't want to wait for the download. Again, high capacity, low power, we play right there. The other application that are becoming very predominant is the secure payment. You need to have an area that you can put your banking information, the encryption keys for high-end mobile processors or contactless payment. Again, very secured, low power, high capacity allows us to play very comfortably in that market also.
Very cool. So, George, lots of companies have been looking for that killer memory technology, as you describe Crossbar's RAM to be. But my listeners want to know, is this a really real technology, or is this just an idea being worked on in PowerPoint? Where exactly are you in terms of working technology and future productization?
Perfect question. We have announced a working memory. It's a demonstrable array demo unit that we have. It's a huge, a major milestone when you're developing these new technologies. We have that today, and we're announcing it. With our working array, we have achieved the major technical milestones that prove the viability of this technology, all the features we talked about in one package. This is easy to manufacture, and of course, we have shown that during this short period that we've been working on this. It's ready for commercialization. Our product is being commercialized and available in commercial fabs along with other products that these fabs are using, so it's very easily manufacturable. No other company has been able to produce a working array with this speed and density and the power in a generic commercial fab. This is really a major game changer for non-volatile memory as we are getting ready to commercialize this.
So, George, what's next for Crossbar?
Well, what we have to do next is, after the demonstration unit that is available, we are working with manufacturing fabrication companies to manufacture this technology. And then it'll be available for licensing and for IP engagement with system-on-chip providers, the SoC developers that need to integrate the memory with their devices. We're able to also deliver standalone solutions that's for optimized high-performance devices in the code and data space, which is the traditional space where NAND and NOR devices are used. We'll be producing products there also.
Okay, cool. So, George, one last question. What's the industry reaction been like about your RRAM technology? Do companies like what they see?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we hear over and over that people were waiting for the promise of resistive RAM, something that replaces technologies that people know are running out of steam. Our technical achievements through this demonstration, the working unit, we have shown that we have a technology that is simple. It has breakthrough performance. It shows the capacity, performance, endurance we talked about, and it could be used in the standard process. So the reaction has been absolutely positive.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, George. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much for your time.
What does security mean to you? And no, I don't mean in the broad sense. This is not a veiled warning about the NSA. I mean security on a chip level. I don't have to tell you that the bad guys are out there, and they are interested in your next design. If security fears are keeping you up at night, or if you have no idea what I'm talking about, my newest episode of Chalk Talk is just for you. In What is Design Security in a Mainstream SoC, I'm chatting with Tim Morin of Microsemi about design security, what the threats out there look like, and what we can all do to keep the bad guys at bay. You can check out this Chalk Talk entitled What is Design Security in a Mainstream SoC? By clicking the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com or by heading on over to the on-demand section of eejournal.com. All right, let's chat a little bit more about this week's nerdy giveaway, courtesy of Newark Element 14, the Element 14 MEMS Sensors Evaluation Kit with Freescale Freedom Platform. This kit includes a multi-MEMS sensor board based on three extrinsic sensors and the Freescale FRDM KL25Z Freedom Platform, with the software code for you guys to easily evaluate and demonstrate the performance of the sensors in a variety of applications, including e-compass, game consoles, navigation devices, medical devices, and more. The extrinsic MEMS sensor board features three different types of extrinsic sensors from Freescale: an absolute extrinsic smart pressure sensor, a high accuracy 3D magnetometer, and a three-axis digital accelerometer. The extrinsic MEMS sensor evaluation kit also provides the software for easily evaluating and interacting with those sensors. So if you want a chance to win one of these super cool kits of your very own, head on over to element14.com/fishfry or click the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com. It's really easy. 5 minutes of your time and this kit could be yours. Now I know we all have some pretty cluttered Facebook news feeds. Another meme from that dude from high school. Yep, another post about how cool someone's breakfast, lunch, or dinner was. But what if your Facebook feed actually had some useful information sprinkled in it? Like breaking electronics industry news, white papers, data sheets, and EE Journal feature articles? And they say engineers don't use social media. You can get all of this and more by liking EE Journal on Facebook at facebook.com/EEJournal. You can also check out our tweets at EE Journal TFM, and you can even join our circle on Google+. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information or if you're really interested in that nerdy giveaway this week, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or possibly the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of August 16th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.